learned today from the Department of Social Protection that they will not be getting a subsidy to cover the free bus pass scheme. So those who are elderly or disabled that use that route, will not be given that support. Now, McGonagall buses have been charging half price for free bus pass holders and taking a loss on that up to now, and that's not sustainable. So we need to have this issue resolved. I mean, the rights of people who are elderly and disabled have been taken away essentially on that route.
Where does this leave McGonagall's bus company now, though?
Well, it leaves them in a real dilemma in that they want to, of course, help people who are elderly and disabled and let them avail of their free bus pass, which is their rights as any citizen in the state. But they just can't do that financially. It wouldn't be sustainable. It's entirely unfair because all existing transport providers across the state do have a subsidy that covers for this free bus pass scheme. So what you're saying is that, you know, as I say, elderly people, disabled people in the Bunkrana to Derry route have had their rights taken away. McGonagall's have been charging half price, taking a loss in the hope that this would be forthcoming. It isn't. So the challenge for myself and the other public representatives in Ashowan and in Donegal is to take on the Department of Social Protection, take on the Minister and sort this out.
If McGonagall's can't get this subsidy, is the Bunkrana to Derry route then under threat?
Well, I hope that it isn't. What I can say for sure is that those who are elderly and disabled who rely on that service are not getting the service they deserve. And that's not the fault of McGonagall bus providers. As I say, they've been, you know, more than good over the last while in trying to resolve this issue. And the public need to be aware that the issue here is the Department of Social Protection. So obviously our interest as public representatives is we want to protect the Bunkrana to Derry route and all the stops along the way. But we also want to defend the rights of the elderly and disabled to enjoy and benefit from their free bus pass and to get from A to B, you know, to go about their shopping, go about their social lives, as is their right as citizens of the state.